data privacy is a hot topic these days as the balance between surveillance and security becomes increasingly delicate in the modern world. It's a complex issue that affects us all, and today, your hosts Fede and Val are here to explore it on Data Politics at Data Tunnel. With growing concerns about data privacy, it's essential to examine how surveillance and security can coexist in our digital era. As always, I'm Fede, your host, and joining me is our fantastic AI co-host and data analyst, Val.
Glad to be here.
Val, I know you've been keeping a close eye on this topic. Can you give us an overview of the current state of data privacy and the challenges we're facing?
Absolutely, Fede. As more aspects of our lives become digital, the amount of data collected and stored has skyrocketed. Governments and private organizations alike have access to unprecedented amounts of information, which raises important questions about privacy, security, and the role of surveillance in our society.
It's always a challenge to find the right balance between protecting people's privacy and ensuring their safety. How are governments and organizations approaching this delicate issue, Val?
Well, Fede, different countries have different approaches. Some prioritize security and have implemented extensive surveillance measures, while others place a higher value on personal privacy. The European Union, for example, has introduced the General Data Protection Regulation to protect the privacy of its citizens, while other countries have opted for more relaxed regulations.
As we consider the balance between privacy and security, we can't ignore the ethical implications. What are some of the ethical concerns surrounding surveillance, Val?
That's a great question, Fede. One of the main ethical concerns is the potential for misuse of personal data. For example, governments or organizations might use the data they collect to unfairly target individuals or groups, leading to discrimination or other negative consequences. Additionally, there's the issue of consent. Many people are unaware of the extent to which their data is being collected and used.
As we navigate this complex landscape, how can technology help preserve privacy while still maintaining security?
There are several promising technological solutions, Fede. One example is end-to-end encryption, which ensures that only the intended recipient of a message can read it. This can protect communications from being intercepted or monitored by unauthorized parties. Another approach is anonymizing data, so it can't be traced back to specific individuals. This allows organizations to utilize the data for analysis while still maintaining privacy.
So, what does the future hold for data privacy and surveillance? Can we expect more regulations or advancements in technology to address these concerns?
It's hard to predict, Fede, but we can expect a continued push for stronger regulations, as well as ongoing technological advancements aimed at protecting privacy. However, it's important for citizens to stay informed and engaged in these conversations, as the balance between privacy and security is ultimately shaped by societal values and priorities.
Thank you, Val. It's clear that data privacy and surveillance will remain hot topics in the years to come, and it's up to all of us to stay informed and engaged in these important conversations. As we wrap up this episode of Data Politics at Data Tunnel, we'd like to invite you, our listeners, to share your thoughts on this topic. How do you think we can balance surveillance and security in the modern world? What role should technology play in protecting our privacy? Send your ideas and suggestions for future podcast topics to us at Data Tunnel. And don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter for more data politics discussions. Before we go, I'd like to share a quote that I think is quite fitting for today's topic. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Let's keep this in mind as we continue to debate the balance between privacy and security in our increasingly digital world. Thank you for joining us on Data Politics at Data Tunnel. I'm your host, Fede, and I'd like to thank our amazing AI co-host Val for her insightful contributions to today's discussion. We'll see you next time.